Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Adam McKelvey covers the Brewers expertly. Read his stuff at Brewers.com. Adam is in Atlanta, where the Brewers begin a 3-game series with the Atlanta Braves. I guess I should have asked you if you're in Atlanta. My assumption, Adam, is that you are in Atlanta. Can you confirm?
I am in Atlanta, yes.
Hot Atlanta. Is it hot down there? It's kind of cool here for the Wisconsin State Fair today. Cooler than it has been, that's for sure.
It is hot with a capital H and humid with all capital letters.
Yeah. I had wondered, Adam, if tonight's game would even be in jeopardy at all because of Hurricane Debbie, which has turned into a tropical storm. I know that was affecting more, southeastern, the tip of Georgia, and it's moving up the coast. But everything look okay tonight?
Now my knowledge is based on looking out my hotel room window right now, and it's nice. So I'm going to say yes, that we're fine. And Debbie's going to stay away from us. But I don't have any – that's just looking out my window. Greg, that's the extent of my...
There's always a window, Adam, as you might say.
You mean you don't have a meteorology degree?
Hey, yeah. I want to take you back to something that I thought was really interesting. So, Freddie Freeman is one of the best players in baseball. He plays for the Dodgers. And he had been away from baseball for about 2 weeks after his son, who's 3 years old, had some sort of virus contracted over the All-Star break. Well, it turns out that Freddie Freeman's son, who is 3, has Guillain-Barré syndrome. And this just attacks your nervous system. There really is no known cure. So Freeman returned to the lineup on Monday night to a rousing ovation at Dodger Stadium. And in his post game, he had a shout out to Pat Murphy.
You know, I'm sure many people, I don't know why he mentioned me, but many people reached out to Freddie because everyone respects him because of how he goes about his business. Plays every day, does the right thing, and we just have ultimate respect for him.
So that was Pat Murphy on the morning show. This is what Freeman had to say last night following the game.
I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
It was so interesting, Adam, and not that there hasn't been an incredible outpouring of support in Freeman's direction, but to specifically call out Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, for sending all the good vibes and a video his way, I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I don't think, Pat Murphy is one of those guys you know and who knows everybody in baseball. I don't know if there's like a specific tie to Freddie Freeman. I know that he loves Freddie Freeman and the way he plays and respects him and has talked about that before just in passing. So maybe it was just as simple as that, but it's a small act of kindness, and I don't think Murph really told anybody about it. He just did it because he thought it was a kind thing to do. He's a thoughtful person who sees more than the X's and O's and has kind of always been that way. It's maybe the college coach in him where, I don't know, do you guys think that college coaches maybe tend to see the whole person in a little bit of a different way than a major league or a professional coach or manager in one of the big pro sports? It's just you're developing young men and women more as much as you're developing players when you're in the college ranks. And I just feel like he takes a little bit of that sentimentality into the job he has now.
I know listening to Wisconsin's morning news here on 620 WTMJ, he had mentioned the fact that he's really come to respect him as a player. He referred to something like, he's broken my heart a couple times over the years.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of sweet. But he also said, it certainly wasn't just me. But I'm kind of curious as I think about that. And, how tight are the teams? How much do they know each other if they haven't played with each other, when it comes to just the league as a whole?
Well, a lot. And, doesn't it seem to you, it seems to me that there are fewer, dust-ups between teams. I think back to the Brewers-Cardinals where they didn't really like Tony La Russa. Remembering the Ryan Braun ceremony a couple weeks ago, who was it? Mike Cameron got a shot in at Tony La Russa all these years later, saying he liked Ryan Braun because he got under the skin of TLR better than anybody. It seems to me like there are fewer of those beefs between teams now, and I think a lot of it has to do with players moving around all the time from team to team and league to league. The idea of separate American League, National League, and having rivalries between the leagues is so outdated. I don't think anybody even remembers it anymore, but it was once pretty fierce. And then, you know, these guys see each other and know each other in passing in the season, but also in the off season, I think. I mean, Frankie Montas came in to the Brewers, and you would have thought he'd been here since the start of spring training, the way the clubhouse vibes were in conversations across the clubhouse, especially with Freddie Peralta and some of the other pitchers and some of the Latin American players. So I do think that there's a lot more crossover now. The days of, like, no fraternizing on the field, which used to be a hard and fast rule in Major League Baseball, you did not talk to players from the other team, you did not yuck it up. I mean, that is so far gone, and the league now is a lot more blended, and the players do know each other a lot better.
No, the Brewers should hate the Braves. They should want to rip their spleens out tonight at them, right? That's how you get wins.
But who? Well, yeah. A, they do need to start piling up some wins, but there should be some bad blood with the Braves, because in 2021, the Brewers were really good. They had a really good team that year, and the offense went a little quiet, remember, towards the end, and then they thought the Braves was going to be maybe their toughest matchup of all the potential postseason matchups as they looked ahead and thought about how far can we get this year, and the Braves knocked them out. So there should be bad blood with the Braves, who went on to win the World Series in 2021 with Freddie Freeman, by the way, at first base. But who is left from that? Freddie Peralta, Christian Yelich is hurt. I mean, I have a hard time naming three players who were with the team in 2021.
No, you are right. It was Freddie Freeman who hit that homer run off Josh Hader, and that kind of ended the Brewers' season in Atlanta to bring things
exactly.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Well, game one of a three-game series tonight. Brewers have lost 4 of 5. They still hold on to a 6-game advantage over the Pirates and Cardinals in the division. Adam, we also appreciate checking out your work and appreciate you joining us today. We'll check in again next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, guys, get your Millie's Italian. I had mine the other day. It's going to be
good.
They're the best.
That's good. That is a staple here at the fair, you bet. Thanks, Adam.
See you guys.